Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour coming up for you today. We have actress Arlene Malinowski is joining us here at the top of the show. She's going to talk to us not only about what it's like to be able to make a living doing what she loves, but how she's bringing attention to important causes along the way as well. At 16 minutes past the hour, we have author Daryl Knock will be here with us. He'll be talking to us not only about his journey in life, but what led him to write the book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. This is going to be a great conversation, I think, for anyone who's ever felt less than or didn't have the self-esteem that they wanted. We're going to talk to Daryl about his journey and also what he hopes you take away from the book. Again, a great half hour, two great guests to have this afternoon. As I said, to get things kicked off, we have Arlene Malinowski joining us live. Arlene, welcome to Conversations.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. Thank you so much for being on with us. I know you have a very busy schedule. You've been staying very busy, and we'll tell our listeners how they can stay up with you and everything you have going on. I want to start off, Arlene, by talking about the gift, because I think anybody who's able to go out, put themselves out there the way that actresses and actors like you do, they definitely have to have the confidence in their gift. When did you first realize that this was something you wanted to do?
You know, I was one of those. I was one of those late in life career changers. I was a playwright when I was in sixth grade, and then somehow, you know, first generation college, you get a job. You get a job, and so for a long time, I worked in education as a teacher and a counselor. I got my PhD in educational curriculum, and then one day I woke up and said, if I don't write and tell my story, I am going to be really disappointed. Hmm. And so that's what I started doing. I started talking about the things that I knew best, and that was my family. And I started doing it on a stage. And that had just, it opened up my life in so many ways.
Right, right. You know, you talk about writing about the family, and for those who don't know, we're going to talk a little bit about your family and what led you to do the play. Wasn't it an easy decision though, Arlene? Because you know, as a private person myself, you know, I think one of the hardest things to do is to put yourself out there like that. It's one, you know, we all are kind of protective, I think, of those around us, especially when it comes to family and close friends. Was it an easy decision for you to share this with the world this way?
You know, the way I looked at it, Cyrus, was this is my truth. Hmm. And I think it's important for you to talk to people about your stories and about your truth. You know, we used to, my parents and probably your parents connected in a real different way than we do now. I mean,
right.
My parents were in the neighborhood. They talked to each other when they hung out clothes and when they went to the market. And we've lost that. We don't tell our stories. We know more about Oprah on TV or any of those housewives than we do about the people we've grown up with, our family stories.
Right, right. And so when you talk about your own journey then and you are able to talk about your truth, and I like the way you said that, was it in a way therapeutic for you as well?
You know what? I always say that writing can be therapy. Therapeutic, but it should never be therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that writing forces you to look at a topic from many different directions. And so while it can be very therapeutic, it shouldn't be therapy.
Yeah, yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with actress Arlene Malinowski. She's talking to us about her journey. I was asking her about when did she know that she had this gift she wanted to share, and she was sharing with us a little bit about it and how especially how her writing came about, and of course that led to the play. One of your solo plays is Aiming for Sainthood, Arlene. I think that's one of the personal ones for you. You're already laughing, but talk to us about what it's like for you to get into these characters, get into that life, and to bring that to life for your audience. What is that like for you?
Well, you know, it always starts with the story, and Aiming for Sainthood is about an experience I had growing up with my mother. My mother is deaf, and right. We use sign language to communicate. And it really explored my relationship with my mother while she was in the hospital, the relationship that we had with the medical field, and also my relationship with God. Because for me, I think a lot of times when bad things happen to good people, we start to question God. And this was a chance for me to examine that aspect of my belief system.
Right. You know, it's funny you said that, because I know that was one of the things when I was making my notes for this segment. I thought about that. Faith has to play a part in this, especially you mentioned, of course, your mom being deaf, and then you mentioned being in the hospital, and then the play also deals, of course, with cancer and the effect that has on the entire family. You've done this in other works. To deaf do his part. Also, what does the son sound like when you are doing this? And you know, and it's great though. And this is what I noticed about you, that you find a reason to smile. You find a reason to laugh. And you find a reason not to let your circumstances defeat you. Is that something that you learned from your mother?
You know, my parents, who are both deaf, they met in deaf club. Isn't that fantastic? My parents have really been able to stand up to a lot of oppression and a lot of prejudice in a very noble and dignified way. You know, they've had to endure a lot of criticism about having children because they're disabled, about trying to get a job. So, you know what? I grew up watching an entire deaf community who didn't believe they were disabled, who really believed that they were just a different culture with a different language. Mm-hmm. And I think that affected both myself and my sister greatly.
It's one of the privileges I've had here in Mississippi, and our radio listeners know this, Arlene, is that our book club, we have a book club as well, Conversations does, and we host a monthly a movie day. And one of the movie that we showed in December is the movie The Hammer. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's about the deaf wrestler Matt Hamill. It's a true story based on his life.
And, yes, I do.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it's a very powerful film, and I remember showing that film and thinking about how Matt was not the one, and ironically the way that the film progressed and I got to look at it, that Matt was not the one who had the problem, that it was others around him that didn't seem to understand the uniqueness of what, you know, of what he had to bring to the table. Do you hope that that's one of the things that you're able to get around to your audiences, Arlene? Because, I mean, it can be a lot of fun, of course, but do you hope they kind of take away, you know, a different way of looking at individuals and a different way of even looking at their own lives when they leave one of your productions?
Well, you know, it's interesting is I get to speak from a very unique perspective, and that is a person who is both hearing and deaf, because I grew up in a deaf community and I have that deaf culture, and I stand as a bridge between the hearing and the deaf world. And yes, of course, it's my hope. You know, most of my work is around disability, whether it's deafness or the disability of cancer, and my next play, which is going to be the disability of mental illness. I hope people walk away at least thinking and talking to each other in the car about the issues.
Yeah.
You know, the world practices separating us. And And a lot of times I think that people just aren't educated. I know how uncomfortable crossing that cultural divide, you know, to speak to a person who is disabled. I know how difficult it is to talk with somebody who is different from us, from a
right.
different country. I know how I'm uncomfortable speaking with, I met a man from Africa a few months ago, and I was going to engage in a conversation, and I knew how hard it was for me to put myself out there and risk that communication between us and risk embarrassment and risk embarrassing him. But once I did that, I thought, oh, good for you, Arlene. You are finally practicing what you preach, sister.
Yeah. And that is one of the great things about it. I think when we're able to help ourselves, and also to help us in the way that we deal with one another, I think that is one of the great things about life experiences and the universal experiences. And I think that's one of the reasons why you resonate with so many people, Arlene, is that you are sharing what are situations that people around the world are dealing with, coping with, hearing about, and you're doing it in a way that says, let's talk about this. This doesn't have to be something that you go through alone or don't understand by yourself. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with actress Arlene Malinowski. Keep in mind that at 16 minutes past the hour, we have author Daryl Nakwa be joining us live. He'll be talking to us about his journey and what led him to write the book Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Arlene, I asked you about, of course, you know, what you hope people take away, you know, other than, of course, being entertained. What does this do for you? What does this do for you to be able to share this way, to put this time and energy into productions and then just even seeing it completed? Because that's what a lot of people fail to do, to even see their work from beginning to end. What does that do for you personally?
It is the greatest gift to be able to write and to be on stage and connect with people. And, you know, we all do that in different ways. Connecting with people, and this just happens to be my vehicle.
Right.
One of the things that I really believe through my work and when I teach is that we all have a story. And, you know, that story connects us, you know, to who we are and where we come from and who we can become. But most important, I think that stories connect us to each other. And when we connect in that way, This is my big statement. I think when we connect with people, that we learn that we all live the same lives in many different ways.
Right.
We all live the same lives. We all have sorrow. We all have joy. We all have struggle.
Yeah. And I think again, that's one of the great things about artists like yourself, bringing that to our attention, reminding us of that, and I think too it adds to the feeling of I'm not by myself. There's someone else who understands, and then being able to search that out, or being like you and providing a platform where these things can be discussed, where people have an opportunity to come to be inspired, but also to leave a little differently. And I think that's one of the great things about the arts. Arlene, for our listeners that want to find out more information about you and keep up with upcoming productions and projects, where is the best place for them to find you online?
ArleneMalinowski.com. It is ArleneMalinowski.com. And I do have to tell you, the topics and the things that I do in my show are, you know, serious issues. But I think if you don't get a good laugh after you leave my show, you haven't been listening.
Right. Yeah, and I think, I think that, you know what, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one thing, Arlene, my regular listeners know, I always bring out the thoughtful parts of things, but you're right. I mean, there is, of course, you want to be entertained. You want to be entertained, but I think, you know, great entertainment can also make you think as well. And that's one of the great things about what you do. Now, as far as talking to other creatives out there, individuals who have a vision or they're listening to this conversation, Arlene, and they're thinking, you know what, I have something I want to do, or I have a message I want to share, a story I want to tell. What advice would you give individuals? Because I know you get this question a lot. What do you normally say to them?
I say, just start. Just start. Tell one teeny story or write one teeny idea and start. And I think it doesn't matter how old we are to do that. There are too many people who have things on their to-do list and we wait for someday, someday, someday. There is always a time and a place to do it, and you just need to create it. I mean, how terrific that all you need to do is carve out a little bit of time to start the project and then have a cheerleader. Always make sure you have a really great cheerleader on your side who says, you're the prettiest, smartest, most talented person I have ever met.
You know, but if they don't have that, Arlene, they have you. They can go back and listen to this conversation, and there you are saying it for them to remind them.
Okay, let me say it to them.
Okay.
You are the most beautiful, talented, wonderful, tall, smart, moving person I've ever met. Now start writing. Start writing.
Yes. Start. And I think that's one of the biggest things is to start the process. And you heard it right here from Arlene. She's someone who knows. Again, Arlene Malinowski has been our guest. ArleneMalinowski.com is where you can go for more information about her. Arlene, thank you so much for taking out the time this afternoon. It's been great talking to you.
It's been great talking to you. Have a jamalama ding dong day.
You do the same, Arlene. I want to remind you all to stay with us. We do have Daryl Knox joining us live here. In just a moment, we're going to take a very quick break. You're listening to us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 16 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank you all for joining us. Our next guest is an individual who has been able to not only learn great lessons in his life, but now he's sharing one of the most profound lessons that we talk about a lot on this show, especially. For our regular listeners, you know our theme for 2012 is New From the Inside Out. We have Daryl Knox joining us live to talk to us about his book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image, and to talk about building that self-esteem and being the person, of course, that you want to be. Daryl, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, Daryl, I want to make sure, first of all, because I have a feeling I may be pronouncing it wrong. Is it Noak or Knock for the last name?
It's actually Noak.
It is Noak. Okay. All right. Well, Daryl, thank you again for being on with us. We're going to talk about mastering a healthy self-image here in a moment, but I want to talk about the decision to write this book. What was it that originally led you to writing this book?
Well, I retired about 3.5 years ago. I had had 4 people pass away on me, one right after another. It seemed like every 6 months someone passed away that was very close to me. So I crashed. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'd been in business for 35 years, and I just decided I needed a break. Excuse me. After about 2 years, I had been a people watcher all my life, and I'd been a student of human nature all of my life, and I had interviewed thousands of people over the course of that time frame. But as I took those couple of years off, I you know, continued my people watching, and I saw the world was deflated a little bit. They really needed a pick-me-up. I saw a lot of people that you could just see by their mannerisms that they didn't have the self-confidence that they needed. I talked to a lot of people that said, you know, the world economy is in such bad condition right now that, you know, I just don't think the world's ever going to come back. I mean, this is a mess.
Yeah.
And I thought, I need to write a book that tells my story, so to speak, and my journey that I had for that early life. And I grew up with a very poor self-esteem, very poor self-confidence level. And I turned that around by changing my mindset, changing my attitudes. And I literally came from being the youngest of seven growing up in the projects to becoming a company that took five companies, national and international.
Yeah.
And I literally generated more than $3 billion over the course of that 35 years. So I knew how to take that young, poor, struggling individual with a bad attitude, and I changed it into a successful business person with a great attitude and a love of life. And
yeah.
So I said, I'm going to write that book that is going to touch the world in a way that they can do that for themselves.
Right. You know, I have to say, Darryl, what you just said I think is so important, because there's so many things in the world that beat people up and, of course, tell them what they're not, what they can't be, and what they'll never be able to have. I think it's totally different to be able to be told that, you know what, you can do this. This is what you can accomplish. Do you think, and I mentioned earlier our theme for this year is New From the Inside Out, talk to us about a feeling of worth of worthlessness, because I think, I mean, when you realize that your life has value, it automatically changes the whole way that you see yourself and the way you see your place in the world. Would you say that's been true in your case? When you realize that your life has value and that you can build on that, did that help to kind of motivate you in this change?
Without a doubt. I think that's an exceptional way to look at it. You know, as an example, you know, one of the things that most of us have learned as a society is to go out and fulfill all of our dreams,
right.
You know, in one way is a great thing to think about. But here's the other part of it that isn't necessarily so great. You know, fulfilling all your dreams is one thing, but how many gold chains do you really need to have around your neck? How many different cars do you really need to have in your garage? And how much does your shirt have to cost, or the insignia have to tell people? You know, those things really don't buy happiness. I know we've all heard that story so many times, but it's true. The more you do for yourself, the less yourself really feels fulfilled. The more you do for others, the more fulfilled you become as a person. And so I really believe that if you want to build some excitement in your life, you know, there's two things that you can do. One is to say, what could I achieve if I knew that I could not fail?
Mm.
Daydream, you know, just really think that into your head. What would I do if I knew I could not fail? What would I take on? What would I try to achieve if I knew I couldn't fail? And just really let the excitement of that question fill your being. And number two is that you decide that what is really valuable is what you can do for your neighbor, your friend, your family. You know, each time you try and you do things for other people, it fulfills you greater than any other act you will do.
Exactly. Exactly. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Daryl Noak. He's the author of the book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image, and he's been sharing his personal story and how he's been able to go through and overcome challenges in his childhood and be able to realize the greatness that is within himself. And being able to excel, doing great things, and, of course, now being able to share all of that with all of us through his book and through his story as a motivational speaker and author. Daryl, have you gotten used to the fact that your story is inspiring people, that you are inspiring people to look at themselves differently and to look at what they can achieve differently?
I have, and I have to say that by hearing those words, from people. I had a situation just a few days ago where a young lady was working on writing some books. She wanted to be a writer also, and she's encountered a number of obstacles. And so she bought my book, and she started reading it, and she emailed me, and she said, "I am literally reading your book right now and I've taken a few minutes to email you." She said, "You have inspired me so greatly. I'm literally still sobbing as I'm emailing you with this, and I wanted you to know that you've touched my life. You have really brought some vision to my life that here are some things that I might change in my daily structure. Here's some things I might change in my attitude each day, and I just really wanted to stop for a minute and say thank you." I mean, how can that not fill your heart to know that you're touching people in a way like that?
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree with you. Daryl, for our listeners that want to find out more information about you and also get their copy of the book, where's the best place for them to go to find you?
Well, we have a website by the name of TrueWealthUniversity.com. And if they'll go to that website, they can buy the book in ebook or regular book on that site, or it will direct them to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, you know, variety of areas that it will direct them to, and whatever is their favorite place to buy a book at.
Okay. All right, so they can go there. And as you said, the book is also available on Amazon.com as well. As you are sharing with people and being able, of course, to let them know through your own experience, and this is, again, nothing that you have heard. This is what you yourself have experienced and what you've been able to do thanks to the way you've been able to turn your life around from the inside out. It is your hope, then, that it will at least make people stop and think about not only the importance of words, but also of feelings toward themselves and how their past doesn't have to dictate how far they can go in the present and future.
Well, there's a very famous saying that your past does not equal your future. Mm-hmm. Whatever your past has been does not have to be where you're going. And so that is such an important message for people to hear that, you know, I grew up on welfare. I literally was the youngest of seven children. My dad had left home and left my mother with seven children to raise. I'm 57 years old. So I was raised a long time ago when welfare is not even what it is today. At 1 year of age, I started running out towards the road, and my 11-year-old sister started running after me, and she tripped and she fell, and she landed on the back of my head, and she crushed my face into the cement. At 1 year of age, my face, you know, my bone was not rigid enough to withstand that, and it literally did crush my face. So at being on welfare, the youngest of seven, my mother had no choice but to wipe my face clean, and I grew up with that crushed face. So not only were we poor, but growing up with a crushed face, kids were no kinder then than they are today. We certainly heard a lot about all of, you know, the bullying that's going on, and, you know, I certainly had my share of that. But I could choose to stay in that scenario, or I could choose to rise above that scenario and educate myself to have a great self-confidence, a great self-esteem, and know that I am the commander of my ship, no one else. And yeah. I take responsibility for me and where I'm going, and I can go anywhere that I choose to go, and so can every one of your listeners.
Well, that is a great message, Daryl, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. Again, Daryl Noack, everyone, the author of the book, Mastering a Healthy Self-Image. Definitely the type of book and type of story you can just hear here that is inspiring and will spur you to action. And Daryl, thank you so much for coming on. Continued success to you, and we hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
Well, I'd really appreciate that, and thank you very much for having me.
No problem. We appreciate you coming on. Now, if any of you missed my conversation with Daryl or even with Arlene earlier today in the program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. You can also find it if you're on my Facebook page or my Twitter page. Facebook is facebook.com/CAWeb4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. It's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B, all together. And you'll find the link already there. You can just click on it and enjoy the interview completely for free. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb. Saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.